Welcome to the Sun City News. My name is Vicki Duke, and I'm your volunteer broadcaster bringing to you the news from the Sun City Independent. And I'm coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona. Starting with the front page, our CSC annual assessments to rise for 2025, the first increase in 5 years, by Scott Tynes. The RCSC Long Range Planning and Finance Budget and Audit Committee are recommending the board increase 2025 annual assessments by 13%. Residents learned during town hall meetings October 21st and 23rd at Sundial Recreation Center. The increase would raise the annual assessment from $575 to $650. It would be the first increase in the annual assessment since 2017, said Les Bethany, who represented the Budget, Finance, and Audit Committee during their presentation of 2025 budget recommendations. The recommendation would bring the budget in line with the increases in the Consumer Price Index since 2017. And future increases would be much lower and mirror the increases in the CPI for that year, he said. For budget purposes, they plan for an increase of 5% each year in the following 4 years. Bethany said the presentation reflected a high-level overview of the next 5 years and how the committee was recommending they plan for future projects. Increases in wages and benefits and a general rise in consumer prices for services and equipment account for a majority of the cost increases in the past 6 years. Bethany said, as inflation continued to march on since 2017, the RCSC chose to deal with rising costs by not raising annual assessments from 2017 to 2023, holding employee salaries below market levels and deferring capital replacement, preventative maintenance expenses. RCSC is now dealing with these issues. Most of the increased costs have occurred over the past 4 years, he said. Holding employees' salaries below market value has made it difficult to keep qualified, talented employees from leaving for better-paying jobs, Bethany said. Employees' salaries and wages did not increase in that time, leading to a pretty heavy turnover. Kevin McCurdy, senior finance and budget leader, said that golf irrigation and technicians were approximately 30% below market wages before the increase. Wages and benefits were raised to counter a 40% turnover rate in employees. The turnover is down quite a bit this year as a result of a 4% wage increase, Anthony said. Preston Kies, RCSC board member, noted that turnover among groundskeepers alone was down more than 30% since the wage increase. In addition, the corporation has changed the way the plan for capital improvement projects. In the past, the RCSC would have a significant carryover of funds not budgeted for projects from the previous year and would use that money for projects in the next year. With the creation of the Capital Improvement Fund, that money is now budgeted. I don't think a lot of people realize just how big this operation is, he said. It's close to a $30 million annual operation. We don't go into debt, we don't borrow money, and we budget conservatively. Bethany pointed out that even with the proposed increase, Sun City is still the lowest cost retirement community in the nation by half. The size of Sun City helps with that, as probably the second largest retirement community in the nation. Our costs are spread over a large number of people and households. Residents were provided an opportunity to question the recommendations following the presentation. I think the fees are a bargain, said Scott Berger, who said the annual membership in his home state for a YMCA membership was $600. Cheap but not fair, Kathy C. retorted from the audience. C. said she was not upset about the increase, but in how the fees were collected. They're very discriminatory for single persons, she said. We have a lot of singles in Sun City. The annual assessment is charged per property at $575 for a couple or a single person with an additional $275 fee for others in the household not on the deed. The annual assessment is charged per property at $575 for a couple. It was supposed to be equal per person, and it's not, Robert Court agreed. Court said with the increase in the annual assessment, it was a good time to address that discrepancy as well. Cheryl McLean, however, said she understood the increase and did not feel the annual assessment needed adjusting for couples and singles. She said when she bought her home in Sun City, she never expected the fee to be cut in half on the death of her spouse, and residents should have planned ahead. And that's the end of that article. Next, Softball League debuts new modern facility. The opening ceremonies draw a large crowd. By Scott Tynes. The Sun City Softball League, October 19th, grand opening and debut of the new clubhouse, batting cages, and storage building drew hundreds to the Sun Bowl softball field. The day kicked off the first games of the league season, but the highlight was an opening ceremony honoring past presidents and members. The RCSC, a Sun City Board of Directors, and others who had active roles in modernizing the facility. We are a strong club because of volunteers willing to work, said Ron Kopas, outgoing club president. The $1.3 million project begun in November replaced the clubhouse and added a new storage facility and batting cage. Two of the members honored October 19th were Doug Wright and Tate Douglas, who helped found the club in 1989. The softball complex was built in 1992, with a clubhouse added in 1995 once they helped convince our CSC board members of the need for the facility. It was just a small building with two restrooms, male and female, and we really had no storage, said Steve Oberg, club president. The new clubhouse features two restrooms, a meeting room, concession area, climate-controlled storeroom, and a crow's nest for game announcers and the scorekeeper, as well as a public address system. Oberg said the jewel of the renovation is the batting cage. It's a wonderful addition, he said. Not too many places have those, and that will really make us stand out. This is one of the neatest fields around. The batting cage addition includes a small storage area for the pitching machine and other equipment. The RCSC board approved the new additions in 2020, but the pandemic put the project on hold, Oberg said. Completion of the project makes my entire time on the RCSC board worth it, said Steve Collins, RCSC board member. The softball league has more than 250 members, and the fall league contains three leagues, each of which is composed of 5 to 6 teams that play Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday through Saturday. There is also a 65-year-old and over league. Saturday is typically co-ed play. The games aren't quite as competitive in the summer with so many players gone, Oberg said, but we play all year except for 2 months during reseeding. The next major event, Oberg said, is the Veterans Day ceremony November 9th. A ceremony honoring veterans is planned, and veterans will play a pickup game at 8 a.m. Next article, RCSC announces the 2025 board candidates. 5 open positions to fill by Scott Tynes. 6 candidates are competing for 5 open positions on the 2025 RCSC Board of Directors. 3 positions are for 3-year terms and 2 are for 1-year terms. Vote counts determine the term, with the 3 highest vote getters securing the 3-year terms. However, each candidate must also secure 100 votes to qualify for a seat. If there are not enough eligible candidates elected, the board will appoint other members to fill any remaining terms. Tom Foster, Chris Nettlesheim, Mike Edge, John Brissett, Rick Gray, and Anita Borski are vying for the 5 open seats. The terms of Kat Fimmel, Karen McAdam, Borski, Foster, and Nettlesheim will expire at the end of the year. Foster and Nettlesheim were appointed to the board in March, following the resignations of board members John Fast and Jean Totten. RCSC cardholders can meet the candidates and learn their views at 2 candidate forums. The first on November 18th from 12:30 to 2:30 p.m. and on November 20th from 6 to 8 p.m. Both forums will take place at the Sundial Rec Center Auditorium. Candidates will greet attendees 30 minutes after each session with light refreshments provided. Videos of the forums will also be available on the RCSC YouTube channel for those who are unable to attend. Other chances to meet the candidates include upcoming exchanges and board meetings. Members are encouraged to vote online via the RCSC web portal, but may also vote in person on RCSC's Election Day from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. December 10th at Lakeview Social Hall Number 2. Absentee ballots can be requested starting November 22nd, by contacting the corporate office at 623-561-4600. Absentee ballots may also be picked up at the corporate office. All absentee ballots must be received by December 10th. The newly elected board members will be sworn in during the December 19th board members meeting. Tom Foster. Foster currently serves as president of the board after being elected to the position earlier this month when Fimmel stepped down. He served 5 years as a professor of economics, 5 years on the staff of the Public Utility Regulation Entity in the state of Iowa, followed by 32 years as a director of institutional investment portfolios, including pensions, 401k plans, nuclear decommissioning trust funds, post-retirement medical portfolios, and foundation assets. In addition, he performed general corporate finance functions of cash management, issuance of corporate debt securities, and corporate budget planning. His particular goals for his term would be to maintain the libraries, complete the renovation of Mountain View Rec Center, follow through on the budgeting and capital expenditure documentation work that the RCSC Finance Budgeting and Audit and Long Range Planning Committees have begun. Work with the Arizona Department of Water Resources to resolve water use issues on the RCSC golf courses and continue the philosophy of transparency between the RCSC board and the RCSC membership through the involvement of members on committees, in board meetings, exchange meetings, and other opportunities for member input. The next candidate, Chris Nettlesheim. Nettlesheim worked from June 1997 to March 2024 with Progressive Insurance with 18 years in the information technology and quality assurance fields. She was responsible for all quality aspects of a new policy maintenance system, data center build-out, and integration and training program for PGR test leads. She was also a trainer for testing practices, metrics, and tools techniques for software testers. She has a bachelor's degree in psychology, sociology, USC Pueblo certifications in ASTB, CTFL, etc., and a master's certificate in software testing and project management from Villanova University. She currently serves on the RCSC Technology Outreach and Communications Committee, Lawn Bowling, and SC in Focus Committees. Her goals for the term include working in the best interests of RCSC members and the corporation so members continue to receive high-quality amenities and activities at an affordable cost while maintaining balance so that other members' needs and interests are served, to continue working to improve RCSC technology to meet the needs of current members while preparing for the future needs of members, and to support change that makes sense. Moving on, Mike Ege. Ege has more than 40 years in management, including president and general manager. His leadership capabilities include advanced management techniques, mentorship, creativity, and team building. He also has more than 25 years' experience as a NASCAR engine builder. He performed research and development and designed and built engine testing equipment. He worked for Roger Penske, Richard Petty, and Robert Yates. He is currently employed by Honeywell Aerospace Technologies. He did coursework in mechanical and manufacturing engineering and studied editing at the Scottsdale School of Film and Theater. He served on the RCSC Board of Directors from 2020 through 2022, where he was vice president for 2 years, was a member of the Sun City Foundation Board of Directors from 2020 to 22, has served on the Sun City In Focus Outreach and Communications Long Range Planning Properties and Club Organization Committees, and was the RCSC Board Liaison to the Sun City Fire District. His goals are to continue working to improve communications between the RCSC and membership, restore and enforce the process of requiring management to follow all corporate documents and stop unnecessary changes, and rein in wasteful spending, allowing residents to live within their means. John Brissett is next. Brissett retired from the U.S. Army in 1998 with a career in law enforcement. He graduated from Norwich University in 1975 with a bachelor's degree and taught criminal justice at numerous colleges as an adjunct professor. He was a manager in the licensing division of the California Department of Food and Agriculture, is certified by the Pepperdine University in dispute resolution, and conducted arbitration and mediation for the state of California. He serves on the RCSC Golf Advisory Committee, is a former member of the Sun City Men's Golf Association, and has been a member of the Sun City Posse for 5 years. His goals are to keep Sun City affordable with controlled and informed expenditures, prioritize spending to ensure amenities meet the needs of the majority of members, and maintain the integrity and reputation of the community for future generations. Rick Gray is next. Gray is a former business owner and served on multiple boards within his community. He has negotiated billion-dollar budgets for the state of Arizona during his time in the Arizona legislature, where he served 5 years in the Senate as Senate Majority Leader, and 6 years in the legislature, including as House Majority Whip. He is a current board member of the Northwest Valley Chamber of Commerce, volunteers with the Sun City Fire District, and represents Sun City in the Arizona legislature. He is a former board member of the Sun City Homeowners Association, Sun City Community Assistance Network, Sun City Area Transportation, Sun City Northwest Valley Connect, and Sun City Taxpayer Association. And he is also a former member of the Peoria Rotary Club. His goal is to continue to serve his community as a member of the RCSC board with a priority to provide the best recreational facilities at the lowest cost for residents. And finally, we have Anita Borski. Borski was the Director of Revenue, Liability, and Parking at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, a representative on the Faculty, Staff, Senate, Governance Committee, a member of the National Association of University Business Officers and board member of the Minnesota Collection Network, a professional financial network. She worked in automotive system design, testing and production of university financial applications, and received her bachelor's degree from the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, in communication, public relations, and corporate communication. She is the Sun City Foundation Vice President and serves on the Community Assistance Network and Sun City Museum. She is a member of the Fairway Knitters Club. Her goals include to expand the foundation to allow acceptance of federal, state, and local grant dollars and continue to assist the most needy residents. And that's the end of that article and the end of our time together today. Thank you so much for listening to my show, The Sun City News. Again, my name is Vicki Duke, and I am coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona.